They will go out and see the dead bodies of the men who had broken away from me. Seeing the maggots, which did not die, and the fire, which did not go out, truly it became a thing abhorred of all flesh. That was Isaiah 66, verse 24, the final verse of the book of Isaiah from the Ward Green version of 2003. And that's our daily scripture for today, little children. It's early today. It's 15:04 hours Eastern time in North America. And continuing in our study of the article, The Ark of Urartu to the Orient Express now, chapter 8, paragraph 7, part 2 of the article, David and Goliath is shown in a lithograph by Osmar Schindler from 1888. It's just about as big as we can make it on the screen. We can make it fill the screen slightly more. We see the jeering of the giant Goliath defiantly mocking David. And David, probably a little older than what's depicted there, with his weapon of choice, the slingshot. The Bible says, quote, "Everyone that pushes ahead and does not remain in the teaching of the Christ doesn't have God. Many of man's teachings go too far, and they are rather too numerous to mention, but all are at God's expense. We pray to be diligent to teach what came from Jesus, because from Adam's fall onward, man is on the decline in many respects." 1727 hours. "Bad associations spoil useful habits, and what is called higher education by man is only a kind of idolatry." 1755 hours. "The end of false teaching is nothing except death." 2011, March 31st, 0546 hours. I wrote, "Tell them to give up those legends and those long lists of ancestors," quoting from 1 Timothy 1 and 4 in the Good News Bible, 2nd edition, 1992. Psalm 119, verse 11 is to Jehovah, quote, "In my heart I have treasured up your saying, in order that I may not sin against you," end quote. 0610 hours, Psalm 114 is short and delightfully on the mark. Quote, "When Israel went forth from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people speaking unintelligibly, Judah became his holy place, Israel his grand dominion. The sea itself saw and took to flight. As for the Jordan, it began to turn back. The mountains themselves skipped about like rams, the hills like lambs. What was the matter with you, O sea, that you took to flight, O Jordan, that you began to turn back? O mountains, that you went skipping about like rams, O hills like lambs, because of the Lord be in severe pains, O earth, because of the God of Jacob, who is changing the rock into a reedy pool of water, a flinty rock into a spring of water," end quote. And that's the end of our study for today from the Ark of Urartu, the Orient Express, chapter 8, paragraph 7, today's paragraph. It's quite a charming depiction of David and Goliath. by Osmar Schindler from 1888, and that was the illustration in the paragraph. So to now conclude the rest of our time here, we have about 27 or 28 minutes remaining. What are we going to talk about? Well, I have this bump on my thumb that is considerably noticeable, but it's not really going away just in a hurry, but it's not bothering me. I think it's a little less painful today. I'm trying to do all the things that I can do to discourage the rheumatoid arthritis, and that is aside from licorice, which might be good, but it's too dangerous to eat licorice and too addictive, I find. So I'm not going to be eating that, but I'll be trying all the other things I can find that are going to be useful and antioxidants and things like that. Anything that is anti-inflammatory, you know, things like that. And everything I just look at and Google as is such and such, whatever it is. Is it good for arthritis? You know, I just search it. Or does it cause arthritis is what I search for. And it will usually say no. If it's good for arthritis, it will say no, it doesn't cause arthritis. It reduces the inflammation of rheumatoid arthritis. That's the answer that I get from the AI on Google. If I search for things like green tea or something that is anti-inflammatory, whatever it might be. So, you know, the other arthritis that, you know, in the rest of my body is pretty good, so I'm not sure, but this little knuckle on my left thumb is my indicator that tells me when I've got a flare-up. And it's a warning to me, which I mentioned just recently also. But what else is there? There's so many things that I just forgotten what there is to talk about. Well, I know what I was doing. Yeah, there were some interesting things I was doing. Let's see. Yeah, there's this. You can listen to a recording I made. This was the very first of all the series of recordings that I made. It might be too loud. I don't know. I think it might be okay. But I've got to turn the microphone. I've got to rotate. And I'm in danger of losing my my jacket. It's just pinned on with a clothespin around my neck so that I can keep warm here. I'm waiting for a couple of vests that I ordered to arrive. That might be better if I rotate that. You won't be able to hear me as well, but properly, but how is it? I can't tell. Should be better, I think. Okay. So, this is called the Hurrian Arc, but it was the first recording I made of this series, and we've been listening to version 316 recently. This is version 0, double 0 actually, the very first one I made. And this one got me so inspired, and then it took me 300 more tries, at least, probably more, before I got anything even close. And as usual, the first version ever, the first take is the best one, as usual, right? It's the most natural, it's got the most ingenuity, everything. There's no practice going on, it's all improvised. Here it is. I mean, obviously I probably practiced something before this, but if I had, if I'd recorded it, that is, it would have a name, and it wouldn't be, this one wouldn't be 00. So this is the very first of this series, whatever that is. And if I can remember what I did prior to this, I'll mention it. But this is it. It's 3 minutes and 23 seconds. And there's a glitch at the end, and that's why I didn't present this before, probably too. I don't know if I think I probably stopped it. I don't know if there's actually a clean version which doesn't have the glitch at the end. So that maybe possibly the reason why I didn't present this before. But well, we've got some other ones like that we listened to before. Let's see. We should go in order. That was 305. We got 154. So let's go in order. We got 154 here, and then I've got 312. This was 316, I think. No, that's 305. That's 316, right? So this is 154. Let's get the volume up. There we go. Let's get it on repeat. No, we don't want it on repeat. Let's do play it once. Okay. Start again from the beginning. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that has a glitch too at the end. I didn't notice that before, I don't think. But the interesting thing about all of these, I think, are one noteworthy thing, is that all of these were improvised of no fixed length, but they were improvised along with a pre-recorded snare drum or a pre-sequenced snare drum that was a sampled snare of some kind, either from the existing recordings in the sampler, or I don't think I've recorded these snare sounds myself, but they were, but I can't recall, but they were sequenced. And so I was playing along with the sequence as it was playing, I think at a very regular pace. Unless I recorded it live, I think I was playing along with the snare, but in some other recordings I may have played along with a click track and then later on come back and recorded a drum track over top, but not in these particular, not in any of these, I don't think. That's why these are so much better as improvisational piano, because I'm playing to a snare track, which inspires me. So I'm hearing the snare as I'm playing. But they had no fixed length, so the snare track went on longer, and at some point I had to come back afterwards and truncate or stop the snare track, you know, from being recorded at the end. So the drum would stop and the piano would finish. That's what all of these have in common. And then we have 302 was next, actually, in this sequence. I think that this arthritis is still painful enough that, and it's still swollen enough that I should consider whether or not all the dairy product that I'm consuming right now could be causing or aggravating this, and maybe I want to eliminate that for a while. I'm not sure if that's causing it or not, but this is now version 305 in that sequence. Of 316 is the last one of the sequence, but we need to maximize the volume. Forgotten to play the ending on some of these. If I didn't notice that it was coming to the end and that there was a delayed note at the end, but I think that one we caught that end bass note. This is version 312. Thank you. that was 312. What's this one? 316, mixed B. Fourth raw take. The other one was a fifth raw take for 312. This is 316, the fourth raw take. And it's mixed B. Just meaning that I mixed the audio twice. This is the second. And it's from March 16th, 2011. That's version 316. Mix B. And as we mentioned, it was the fourth raw take. And the name is the Hurrian Arc. All these are called that. That concludes our video for today. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I'm Ward Green, and I love you very much, and the date is December 2nd, 2024 of the Common Era. The time is 15:36 hours, North American, Eastern Time. In my behalf, this is Sissy, and this is Star, saying bye for now. And we had studied Chapter 8 today, Paragraph 7. In the Arc of Urartu, the Orient Express. Our study for this day, December 2nd, once again, 2024 of the Common Era.